Akwal Dimaboa is the daughter of the late president of South Sudan, John Garang Dimaboa, and leader of Sudan People's Liberation Army. She was born in Kenya. She's also a film director. I spoke to her earlier about her film, No Simple Way Home, and her participation in the Encounters Documentary Film Festival in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's listen. Akwal, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Akwal, we know you are a filmmaker. That's about the simple thing we know about you. Tell us who you are. How did you get to become a filmmaker?
So, my name is Akwal Dimabior. And I'm from South Sudan. I grew up in Kenya, in Nairobi. And I became a filmmaker it started as a conversation with a friend who I was telling a story to, and she told me it sounded like a film. And that was the first time it occurred to me that I could possibly make a film. And since that day, I have been trying to figure out how to make films. And this is my first film, Most Simple Way Home.
Okay. Now talk to us about your film, No Simple Way Home. What inspires that film?
So initially, I wanted to make a film about my mother, who I come from a political family. And I had a sense that my father, who was a liberation struggle leader, I had the sense that he would be remembered and his legacy was secure. But my mother, who was there with him the whole time and who made these massive contributions, my feeling was that she would be forgotten. So initially, the film was about remembering or not forgetting, and it was me wanting to make a film about my mother. And then as we started making the film, she entered into politics, or she re-entered into politics. And then it became less about the past, less about history, and more about where we are now and where we're going and what it means to call South Sudan home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you making more films besides this one?
Yes, actually. So I have just started another project, also about politics and what it means to get into politics from the outside, and if a person who was on the outside can come in and be effective, if their ideals will hold up against the turbulence of politics.
Mm. Now, talk to us about your participation in the Encounters Film Festival.
Yes. So we will be screening at the Encounters Film Festival, which is starting right now. And our screening, the film is called No Simple Way Home. And if you go onto the Encounters Film Festival website and look up No Simple Way Home, you can get tickets. You can also follow us on our social media where we have links to where you can get tickets. I've always loved the Encounters Film Festival. I've had student films screen at the Encounters Film Festival, and my experience there has always been incredible. The films that I've seen there, the African and South African films that I've seen there, have been so inspiring. And my experiences with the Encounters Film Festival as a student have shaped the way that I approach documentary filmmaking as a whole.
Mm.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places, and I wish I could be there.
Yeah. What's your film that you're working on now? What does it look like?
So it's very early, but it's also based in East Africa. It has similar themes in that it looks at the personal and the political and sort of maps the journey of a potential political player, but much earlier in this person's career. So we're hoping to be able to follow this person from an early stage in their career and see how they navigate the world of politics and the turbulence in the world of politics.
What's that thing that makes you love filmmaking?
I can talk about documentary filmmaking in particular. Yep. I feel like there's two elements to it. There's aiming and there's shooting. So there's the planning and there's the dreaming and the conceptualizing and the theme building and all of this, which I love. But then there's also the shooting, which is because we're committed to the truth and reality. When it comes to filming, after all the planning and after all the talking and theorizing and conceptualizing and scripting and writing, when it comes to the filming, you have one shot. It's difficult to get something twice when it's happening in real time. So I like, there's a bit of an adrenaline in that, in that part. It can even sort of become like a performance, because a live performance, because yeah, you have to capture things in real time. So, and then when it comes to crafting the story in the edit room, that's a completely different dimension of it. And I love that part of it as well. And I love how involved it is and how challenging it is.
Now, what's that last thing, Akwal, that you think our listeners should know about you that I didn't ask?
Well, I'm an African person who's trying to figure out what it means to be at home in Africa, and somebody whose home is outside of where they were born and grew up. And I think that a lot of people might have questions themselves about what it means, where home is, and what it means to call a place home. So that's my current journey, and I hope that people will come watch our film at the Encounters Film Festival, and other films there.
Yeah, Akwal, it was a pleasure talking to you. I want to thank you for making time to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you, too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Akwal Dumabua is a film director from South Sudan. She's the producer of the film No Simple Way Home. She will participate in the Encounters Documentary Film Festival in Cape Town, South Africa. And you are listening to Gateway to Africa, your tourism, travel, and business show.